Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Real Estate Coaching Radio, America's number one trusted resource for realtors who demand authentic, real-time coaching. Starring award-winning real estate coaches Tim and Julie Harris. Get ready for unfiltered, full-strength honesty about what is truly working to get you into action and make you money in this new real estate boom. Now to our hosts, Tim and Julie Harris.
Welcome back, everyone. We are joined today by Vince Meza with Listings to Leads, who talks about the remarkable lead generation capabilities of their proprietary web platform and explains why Facebook is the new Craigslist now that Craigslist has prohibited hyperlinks and advertisements on their site. Vince came to Listings and Leads from Dow Jones, where he was the director of U.S. and European venture capital and private equity sales. He's also worked in business development in the same division, developing emerging markets. Prior to that, he worked in Autodesk's finance division and also with Morgan Stanley in California. He joins us today to discuss the all-in-one marketing capabilities of the Listings to Leads platform and to help us understand the technology and change in today's real estate marketplace. So let's welcome Vince to the call, and now we will join our host, Tim Harris.
So, Vince, thanks for your time today. We really appreciate it. Vince and I have, it looks like, about 20 questions we're going to blaze through, but prior to the show starting today, Vince just actually made me aware of something that I would categorize as breaking relevant news to all of our listeners. So, Vince, I just was Googling it while Tim was reading the introduction. News Corp bought Move.com, and as all of our listeners know, wow. I mean, that's pretty incredible. So that means that Realtor.com is now obviously owned by National Association of Realtors, but now there's also ownership by Rupert Murdoch. Did I say that right, Vince?
Rupert Murdoch, that's right, yeah.
Wow, that's pretty incredible. I mean, let's talk about your company here in a second, but I'm just curious, with your varied background, really outside of real estate, what do you think effect, can you envision how that's going to have any effect on realtors? Because our audience is agents on the ground, boots on the street, listing agents. Do you have any sense of what effect that might have?
Yeah, sure. I think the first thing is I think it can be really positive. News Corp owns Wall Street Journal and Barron's Magazine, and they have access to a lot of print and online websites. And I think that for News Corp, they're always looking at new industries, right? And actually, I was with a company, I was with Dow Jones, and Dow Jones got acquired by News Corp. And so they're always looking for new ways to advertise. So the nice thing about News Corp is they're aligned with real estate agents in that they want to reach more consumers. So that could be really awesome. I think it's a little bit wild because of what Move owns, which is Realtor.com, mm-hmm. ListHub, Top Producer, Tiger Lead, Five Street. And so it's a little bit, it's pretty important, basically. I don't think it's going to radically change, you know, how everybody at the real estate level interacts with it, but there's definitely a new owner involved.
Well, so this is where my mind goes. I mean, this big, turf war between listing syndication, the fact that Realtor.com has been rightfully claiming, you know, first access to new listings information, in some cases getting the listing information, you know, 15 minutes before, you know, Trulia and Zillow, and I'm sure you're familiar with all this hubbub with ListHub, pun intended.
Yeah.
But this means
yeah.
that hypothetically there's going to be new leadership behind Realtor.com, and maybe News Corp will be able to pump some, you know, significant money into that specific thing and make Realtor.com, mm-hmm. I mean, maybe I'm fantasizing, but the most dominant portal once again. Do you think there's any chance that's going to happen?
That's from my experience, that's not what I see News Corp doing. They definitely bring in leadership to help and rethink things and realign with the assets that they have. And they've got assets all over the world. They're in Asia. They're in Europe. They are all over the United States and in many sort of, you know, avenues that we in real estate don't think about. So they're going to leverage that. A ton of investment. I'm not really sure. That's not always sort of the MO for mortgage and
I get what you're saying.
For acquisition. But they're definitely going to get some exposure to Realtor.com.
After today's radio show, we'll have to call Tim Ventura. We'll have to call our contacts in National Association and see how they're reacting to all that, because they must have had a say on it. So let's talk about your company, Listings to Leads. Where the company came from. Let the listeners know, if they don't know what your company does, let them know what it does.
Okay, great. Thanks. So Listings to Leads, we've been around for around 5 years. It was founded by my partner, Scott Pierce, who was a real estate agent in San Francisco, and then got into the marketing aspect for Sotheby's office in the East Bay in Danville. And this was a while ago, right? And so he founded it about 5 years ago. And really, he was director of marketing, so he was in charge of marketing and lead generation. And back then, Craigslist was really important. So he developed a way to get an ad on Craigslist, have it be branded super awesome, and have a bunch of hyperlinks driving people off of Craigslist back to the agent's website. And this was so powerful that we ended up becoming pulled into other companies. We actually became a partner of ListHub because we were the top source of lead generation for Craigslist. So we were the one channel, and still are the one channel, for Craigslist advertising. We then, because of that success, got brought into other companies like Keller Williams and Windermere as a resource for getting sort of ads out into Craigslist and getting them back so that agents can benefit from it. And I think we took kind of two things there that were really important. And one is, we realized that hyperlinks in our Craigslist ads is what was making people really excited about what we're doing. And so we looked at all the tools that real estate agents want. And that's when we started to grow. And we started to say, well, they want single property websites. They want virtual tours. They want e-flyers. But instead of just the normal same old stuff that real estate companies, advertising companies, are putting out, we're going to put our hyperlinks for those agents to their websites in all those tools. And that's just helped us grow and grow, because as agents realize, and the Realtor.com, kind of discussion really comes into it, is, hey, my listings go out. They go out to Realtor.com, Zillow, Trulia, and all these other places, but I actually don't get much back for that, right? And that's a normal sort of, theme that I hear out in the internet. Well, in our tools, whenever our tools go out, and it might be our virtual tour on Zillow or on Trulia, there are multiple hyperlinks built into those tools to get people back to the agent and back to the real estate office. And that's really what we've been doing, right? And so Listings to Leads has all these tools for marketing the home, finding buyers, generating referrals automatically, and also generating listing leads, seller leads. So we've been looking at what real estate agents worry about, what they think about, and what they want to do with growing their business, and we've built tools to address all those concerns.
So essentially, this is a really killer tool for essentially attracting more leads off your listings. And I understand that hypothetically you wouldn't even have to have a listing. You could, borrow some agent's listing, probably have, the same effect.
Sure.
But at the end of the day, I heard you say single property websites. I heard you talk about, lead capture landing pages. You mentioned Craigslist, Facebook, social media marketing, digital print flyers, IVR, SMS messaging capacity. So the point of it is that essentially an agent can then not just market the property, but can essentially market the property with little hooks in the marketing to then attract leads back to them, opposed to, it's one thing to cast for the fish. It's another thing to cast, get a fish to bite your hook, and then pull it back in. I mean, am I oversimplifying
sure.
it?
Yeah, no, I think that's a good way to put it. I think what everybody knows is when a real estate agent advertises a home, everybody that sees it, not everybody wants to buy it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because maybe I want a bigger kitchen, or I need, more bedrooms or whatever. Our ads take into account that if your home is for sale in Cincinnati, we're going to have some links on it, say search the MLS, Cincinnati homes for sale, right? And maybe neighborhoods in Cincinnati, and maybe an adjacent town, so that you're able to get interested consumers to look at the house. If they want to contact you, great. There's buttons to do that, right? But if they don't want that house, you don't want to lose them. You want to have them click and get to you. And that's what we do. All of our tools allow people, interested parties, consumers, to get to the agent, and that's what's great about it.
So tell us a little bit more about the single property websites, because my mind always goes to that of a listing agent, right? So I'm, listing agents
mm-hmm.
going on an appointment this evening. They're trying to think of another, widget to impress the seller with so the seller will list with them. Obviously, a single property website is a great tool, something else that maybe listing agents listing your competitors aren't going to be doing. But obviously, a single property website can be a massive pain in the butt. So you guys offer kind of a, you know, done-for-you single property website and virtual tours. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. So those two tools, single property website and virtual tour, are automatically generated. So as soon as the listing comes in, and we've got multiple ways of getting it in automatically, we auto-generate a single property website and virtual tour and email it to the agent. The agent can then present it, and it's going to have their contact information, their branding, and, of course, the information on the home, right? The photos, the description, the details, some school charts and things like that. But then there's all the lead generation links, right? There's follow this home, schedule a showing, see homes like these in your market. And I think that's a big deal is I continue to repeat it, but the ability to get back to the agent. Your an agent's clients is somebody that's selling a home. They want buyers to get interact with that agent. Not that you just have marketing to show information and give information out, but actually interact with people who are interested. And that's what our single properties websites do. The virtual tours, again, are auto-generated. They have all those same hyperlinks, all those ways to contact the agent. And so our tools are able to capture more buyers, and that really helps an agent sell a home faster because they're able to interact more. There are a lot of companies that create virtual tours out in the market today, and there are a lot of companies that create single property websites. None of those companies have multiple ways, multiple hyperlinks to get back to the agent. Right. You can go look
I think
at
our
virtual tour. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, a vast majority of our listeners will understand exactly what you're saying because obviously they're, you know, listing agents or learning to be listing agents and they're understanding the importance of trying to double in their own listing. But, you know, it's interesting. Obviously, these are great tools to attract buyers, but the reality of it is I've read different things on this, but something like, you know, when a new sign goes in the yard, when a listing becomes active, something like 30% of all the initial calls you get, by initial guys, I mean first like week, they're going to be from neighbors who are checking the price, you know, and someone's going to not be really, you know, they're going to be probably a potential seller. So one of the things that we teach all of our coaching students to do is, you know, when you're calling these folks back, and I know you guys, listings to leads, you guys are, you know, also giving the agents the ability to promote the listings through an IVR, SMS or whatnot. But guys, the goal for all this marketing is actually getting a working phone number that you can call people back. And then, you know, one of the questions that we teach all of our students to ask right at the top of the call is, by the way, which house in the neighborhood are you thinking about selling? So a lot of you guys, especially our, you know, big private coaching students who have tons and tons of listings, they don't necessarily worry about attracting buyers. So guys, shift your mindset and realize that this is a great tool to go after maybe some of the most motivated sellers, the neighbors in the actual market where that new listing just went up, who are also thinking about selling. Because you got to kind of logically work your mind through it. Not too many people are going to be caring about a price of a new listing if not somewhere in the foreground of their minds is the thought of putting their own property for sale. Generally speaking, you know, you're interested in what the neighbor's house is worth when you're actually thinking about putting yours for sale. So, yes, these are great buyer-generating tools, which I'm all for because guess what? I mean, you guys should not be buying buyer leads, that's for sure. And this is also a great way to generate listing leads too. It's kind of a shift, I think, in a way a lot of agents think about this type of marketing. So tell us some of the features of the IVR and the SMS and SMS messaging. Let us know about some of the features that offers.
So for those that don't know what that is, but IVR is kind of 800 number call capture, right? So imagine having a sign writer on your sign in front of a home for sale, and it's going to say dial 800 for this number for reported information on this home. And a lot of people will do that because maybe they don't want to call the agent, but they want some information. And right there in the call, we're automatically reading the description of the property, but we're also saying, if you'd like a single property website or virtual tour, click this button. If you'd like to speak to the agent, click this button. Whatever happens, whatever the option is taken by the consumer, the agent is automatically notified via text message of what's happening, right, of that this person is calling about this house. So it's great because agents get phone leads, right? They love to get a phone number. That's a great kind of lead. And then there's also the ability to short code or SMS, which is send a code to this text number, and we'll also give you the same information. Again, the agent gets a phone number-related lead. What's really great about our system is it's fully integrated with all of our print and our other online tools. So there are other companies that have IVR and SMS, but you've got to go record it yourself, and you've got to then say, okay, well, now I need to get that phone number in over on this virtual tour, on this single property website, or on this print flyer. And instead, we just integrate it. It's automatically there. You assign the extension, and bang, it's flowing through. We also integrate that with our property valuation landing pages. So when you're thinking of, hey, I want more listings, we've got a property valuation landing page that does awesome work, but there's also integrated IVR right in there. So if somebody doesn't want to fill it out, they can dial very quickly to get an answer. And so, again, the agent is getting phone numbers for listing leads, right, for seller leads, which is great.
Okay. So you know what, Tim Ventura, let's take a quick break so I can renew my cup of coffee. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you guys why Vince has created, or how he's created, a new widget that basically makes Facebook a great lead generator for all of you. So, Tim, why don't you go ahead and run the commercial now?
According to the National Association of Realtors, only 10% of agents complete an amazing 90% of all transactions because they have a coach. If you want the production and performance that comes with being a top producer, then you need one too. Not just any coach, but the leaders in coaching today, Tim and Julie Harris. Don't just take our word for it. Listen to what HGTV star and Atlanta top producer Colette McDonald has to say.
Hi, my name is Colette McDonald, and I'm with RE/MAX in Atlanta, Georgia. I just wanted to take a moment and give a shout out to Tim and Julie Harris. I've been a coaching client of theirs for the last 4 years. When I first started in this business 12 years ago, I was very successful, did a great amount of business, averaged between $8 and $10 million a year. When I contracted with Tim and Julie to be my graduate level coaches, my production increased by 20% per year. I am now trending $30 million this year. That's amazing results over 4 years of working with Tim and Julie Harris. I highly recommend them. Tiger Woods has a coach. And why does he have a coach? Because he can't see his swing. If you do what they tell you to, you will see huge results. I am living proof.
Only Tim and Julie Harris provide powerful one-on-one coaching along with all the lead generation systems, scripts, presentations, team building, and business planning tools you need to dominate your real estate market. We offer affordable pricing with no long-term contracts, and our entire coaching staff are trained professional agents with top-producing track records. Take action now and visit us online at freecoachingcallsforagents.com to schedule your free coaching call. There's no risk, no obligation, just a free, personal, one-on-one call with a trained professional coach. Join the elite 10% of agents who make all the difference in today's market. Visit freecoachingcallsforagents.com to get started. Again, that's freecoachingcallsforagents.com.
Okay, we're back. So, Vince, you've been quoted as saying Facebook is the new Craigslist, and I think this is in reference to the change that, you know, Craigslist did a while ago now about the hyperlink policy for listings. Can you explain a little bit about that, how, you know, Facebook is the new Craigslist with regards to that?
Sure. So, again, you know, if you think about what we were saying earlier, that we've got multiple tools with lead generation links built into them. When we look at Facebook, there are a couple of things that are super important about Facebook, and not everybody knows this. One, it's the number two website in the country. That means people are burning hours every day on this site. Two, with Facebook pay-per-click advertising, say, hey, I want to take my virtual tour, my open house tool, my single property website, my property valuation tool, and I want to push it to people in my particular zip code of where I'm building my business. I live in Lafayette. My zip code is 94549. If I want to put a property valuation tool saying, what is your home worth right now, and make sure everybody on Facebook sees it, I can do it with just a couple dollars of Facebook pay-per-click advertising. And that's really what's most important about Facebook. So we train on this every week. Everybody is always welcome. But our clients are coming back every week, every couple days, saying, hey, we're getting so many leads. And not only are we getting leads, we're getting business. We're getting – one of our clients came back, a small office owner, and said, I used 5 listings and am now generating 150 to 200 leads every month, And I'm getting 1 to 2 listing contracts every week and 1 to 2 new buyers every week. So it's not that we're just generating internet leads. It's that we're able to directly target your particular farm markets. And we've got tools that we're providing at Listings to Leads that generate leads. So a lot of folks, we see people, realtors going on Facebook all the time and posting a virtual tour here or a flyer here or maybe something from Zillow or maybe something from YouTube. And it's great because it shows that, hey, I know about the internet, but it's really not great when it comes to lead generation because maybe it's just your friends and family seeing that. But when you've got tools like the kind we provide, they generate leads and we can target your market by zip code.
Well, anymore, it's impossible really to compete with the big players, the big portals for lead generation, honestly. I mean, unless you're going to do some really, you know, drilled down marketing like what you guys are allowing agents to do, it's going to be very hard to compete with the big portals. It's going to be very hard to, you know, attract any decent leads. Yeah, I don't know how they would. Well, pay-per-click, that's how. That'd be about it,
yeah.
You know. And that can get expensive fast.
let me just follow up right here. There's a thing where we have, you know, open house tools. We have just listed tools. We have just sold. Maybe coming soon, all of these tools, you cannot tell your market. If you're operating in Atlanta, you cannot tell people in Atlanta, I have homes coming soon, just sold. I can get your property valuation by zip code and let them know that. There is no way that we can see that you can do that, short of standing in front of the supermarket, right, with a sandwich board. Nobody has time for that. But with Facebook and their pay-per-click advertising, you can do exactly that.
Exactly. So let's, you know, I'm interested in what you see as the best practices amongst your subscribers. I mean, you've got agents in all markets. You've got agents, I'm sure, at all different levels of production. Have you guys ever studied sort of what the best practices are, what maybe the top 1% of all your users do that maybe the 99% others don't? Are there any specific things that come to mind when I ask that question? I know it wasn't one of our prepared questions, but I'm throwing
you
hopefully not too big of a loop.
No. I think the first thing is that they actually use all the tools because inside of the system there are a lot of tools, and that can look kind of overwhelming at the beginning. But they pick them up bit by bit, and they start using them all, and it starts to give a presence of their business across the internet. That's the first thing they do. And then they start putting together a process of what to do with the leads. Because generating leads without a process, without a follow-up plan, it's just not a great exercise. Once they get their arms around generating leads with their platform, getting exposure for their listing, getting new listings, well, then they got to have the ability to follow up. If they're an agent, they have to build that. If they're an office, they need a bigger process. And we usually talk with them, and we do our training to make sure everybody sort of understands that.
You know, you said something, and I think it's really worth repeating like a million times, but the importance of lead follow-up, what we call furiously fast lead follow-up, that's probably the biggest area of impact that all you guys can be focusing on. Because frankly, the lead follow-up is the secret sauce to being successful in real estate. Whether you're generating hundreds of leads or just leads now and then, it's how long it takes for you to get back with that lead upon their initial contact. It makes all the difference. And guys, don't be fooled. A phone number, that's the reason I like what Vince is saying about, you know, the SMS opportunity. You know, you guys could text information, you get their cell phones. When you get that information, the worst thing for you to do is not call that prospect back. You know, you guys got to really ask yourselves why you're not being more aggressive with your lead follow-up. It's simple. You don't know what to say. You don't know what to say when you call them back. You're worried that you're going to be perceived as being rude or too pushy. You have all these excuses that are built into your minds. If you were just to accept the fact that that consumer wouldn't have reached out to you in the first place unless they were at least marginally interested in what you had to offer, you know, accept that and then realize that they're going to warmly welcome your call, especially if you call them back immediately. Not waiting or delegating or having a buyer agent call back or all these other inefficient things that you guys do. When that prospect makes that initial contact with you, obviously a phone number is better, but contact them back within a minute or less. Maybe that's unrealistic for some of you, so it's 3 minutes or less. The moral of the story is faster the better, or furiously fast lead follow-up. And I imagine, Vince, that if you were to like have a room full of your top users and you were to ask how long they usually take to call new leads back, the ones that are making the most money are, I bet you, within 2 minutes or less, without a doubt. I would be surprised if that wasn't the
case. Definitely.
And go ahead.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Tim.
Well, I was going to ask you the question about, I mean, you guys obviously have been, you know, you're constantly, I get the sense, reading about your company, I get the sense that you guys are looking for the towards the horizon, and you guys have been ahead of the curve with a lot of these technologies that you guys have innovated. What do you see that's around the bend? What do you think's going to, what is it that you guys are excited about?
Well, that, you know, I think there's a couple things to think of there. We really respond to the internet. So when you look at our tools and you look at one point we were focused on Craigslist. Now we're looking at Facebook. We've always got tools that are capturing leads. And so I can't really give you an answer of what's next. I think that one thing we are really concerned about right now is that conversion process. Our clients are generating a lot of leads now. They're actually coming back and saying, hey, I've got a tsunami of leads, or I got to turn this off because I've got too many leads. So we want to really make sure that people, like you're saying, are getting at least a simple plan of conversion, right, of follow-up. The thing about what Listings to Leads does is we're not a portal like Zillow or anything like that. We are a set of tools that focus on generating leads and traffic. And that means that something could be here next year that we are not aware of, right? We were not aware. This time last year, Facebook was not an option in the way that it is today. So we have a lot of client feedback all the time. We do live calls all the time, and people are telling us what's working, what would work better, and we respond. And I think, you know, come back to us next year and we will tell you what's happening, but I can't really see what's happening in the internet, you know, going forward.
Maybe sandwich boards will be all the rage.
I hope so.
So let's talk a little bit about, I mean, there's something on your website, and this is important to mention too. So I'm listening now. I'm an agent. I don't have any listings, or I have one listing. You know, can I use your service? Do I need listings to leverage your service?
Yeah, definitely you can use our system. So there's actually a panel on our website under the agents for no listings, no problem. And that's because we create a number of tools. We know that agents may have no listings. Maybe they're new. Maybe they're really only operating with one or two at a time. They would like to double that number of listings, or they just like to get some leads. So we've got landing pages, and landing pages are sort of one-page websites, right? And they're talking maybe about expireds or FSBOs or a hot list of homes or new condos for sale. Landing pages are designed to give a little bit of information, and for anybody that wants more, fill this out and the agent gets a lead. Then we've got a whole platform for marketing open houses. And when we think of open houses, especially for agents with a lot of listings, they don't really want to sit at an open house for 2 hours. And so that's not an exciting option for them. However, for a new agent or for an agent with few listings, they want more leads. They want to get in front of more people. We actually have a series of tools that generate, you know, a dozen, two dozen or more leads in just a few days of advertising. So, again, we look at the open house process and say, what can we do to generate leads? And that whole platform is there as part of the package. We've got market reports and other things, the listing landing pages that just help people get leads. And so, no, you don't need to have a listing to use this. There are a lot of tools here to help you generate buyers and sellers with just the normal package.
So, you know, there's a belief in the real estate industry that leads are hard to get. And obviously what you're describing is if an agent were to utilize even half the services you guys offer, it's listing or leads are clearly not hard to get. You know, they're leads, everyone needs a place to live. You know, leads are everywhere. So that's a mindset shift. A lot of you guys have come up in the industry thinking you had to buy buyer leads. And I'm hearing what he's describing. You can generate hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of buyer leads. And, again, a portion of those are going to be seller leads as well. So if you guys are stuck in the paradigm of buying buyer leads, you really have to check yourselves on that and ask if that makes sense. You know, Vince, I hear a lot of agents complaining about lead quality, especially from, you know, the paid buyer lead sources, the usual suspects.
Sure.
Can you address lead quality? I know that's kind of a crazy, kind of like, well, what the heck do you do with that question? But that's something we hear a lot about is, you know, the leads that I'm buying now aren't as good as the quality of the leads that were, you know, for sale 3 years ago. When you hear that, or if you hear that, what is your response?
I hear that about every other day, because offices and agents are calling me all the time. And about every other day, I hear the name of some major portal selling leads, you know, for $200, $300 a month. And that's because that's what real estate agents know, right? So they're in that paradigm. They're using that model because that's what they've been taught to do. And so it's not really a great ROI, right? And that's why people call me and they're just saying, look, this is, you know, I'm paying this much for 6 months and I'm not really generating any business out of it. And I think for a long time, a lot of folks would even say that about Craigslist. A lot of folks on the call today would say that about Craigslist. And then on the flip side, there are a lot of agents that are like, no, we're doing great business from Craigslist leads. That being said, with what we're seeing on Facebook today and using our tools, and you don't even need to use Facebook pay-per-click advertising. Our clients have been generating leads as just our core products. We take into account sort of what is happening with the consumer. They see an ad, they want the home, they can ask, but if they don't want the home, they've got options to get in touch with you. And that's just common sense. Everybody knows not every person wants to buy every home that's for sale. So we're taking just the common sense of, okay, well, what do we do with that person? And let's take advantage of them by giving them the ability to get to the IDX on your website so that they can look at more properties. And that's exactly what's working. And so leads, a lot of folks will say, oh, I don't like internet leads or things like that. They're huge. And our clients are building their business with them. They're doubling their business with them. So
Vince, do you mind if we run a little bit late?
No, of course not.
You might. So you said something. You've kind of hooked me, by the way. So I'm kind of interested in what you just said. Have you seen how consumers respond to different forms? Like, I mean, I was talking with someone recently, and he was saying that essentially your lowest quality leads are the ones that fill out opt-in forms, things of that nature. So have you seen or any behavioral differences that are notable in real estate consumers?
Well, yeah, I don't know if that was just a general internet marketing concept there, but if you're in the real estate marketing space, you can certainly look for properties online, right? But you're definitely going to need an agent when it comes time to pull the trigger. So there are many things out there that a person might need help with. If it's going to be selling their home, definitely, right? If my home is maybe going to be short sale, I'm definitely going to need help. If I'm looking for homes in an area and I'm not from there and I want to see something, we've got the ability to get, you know, tools in front of them and get interaction between the consumer and the agent. So, I think in our world at Listings to Leads, we definitely know that these leads turn into business because our clients come back and just say, hey, we're getting more deals as a result of this. We haven't been doing this, you know, for 3 months. We've been doing this for 5 years. And we can see that these leads are generating business, real business, not just generating internet leads.
So is your service right for every agent? Who is your, like, ideal user, the person you know when you meet an agent where you say, oh, my gosh, you have got to sign up for this service. It's going to be a home run for you, versus, like, the agent who you just have a feeling that you guys aren't a fit for. You have to have an ideal customer, right?
Sure, yeah. I think a good fit is somebody that's really interested in growing their business because the tools work. Where it's not a good fit is if you're an agent that feels like, I want to put in a credit card and forget about this. That's not really a great fit, right? Because a lot of tools are automatically sent to you, and you got to do something. You got to forward something. You got to copy and paste something. And if you just take a few steps, these tools just start singing for you. And that's really the big thing. And I think the core kind of, or the kind of agents that just completely go bananas on us are the ones that are really savvy about the internet and internet marketing. And they're spending hours building, you know, blog posts and flyers and this and that, that they've sort of thought in their own head, oh, I this is what I'm doing and it's generating great business for me. And then they find us and they're like, wow, you're doing everything automatically. And I spend 5 minutes on a listing to get everything that I've been doing for hours. So we in our world, we know that real estate agents have a lot going on. They have a lot to do. And we know that we definitely understand how the internet works. And so we make tools that work with them very easily, right? We've got a support team when people log in, you know, maybe they've had just a few listings. They don't understand the internet at all. We've got a support team that will call them and give them a walkthrough and say, here's what you got to do with this, right? Here's what we're automatically doing, and you've just got to do these things. And if the agent responds and says, great, boom, the system is working for them.
Perfect.
And that's kind of short of it.
Well, and I'm sure that, you know, agents who are some of our most productive agents, you know, they have staff that works for them, and those some of you guys call them teams. And, yeah, I mean, you can delegate essentially this to your listing coordinator, or maybe if you're a broker, you could delegate this to your, you know, maybe the office manager. I mean, there's a lot of different ways you guys can accomplish this. Or, hey, guess what? Your teenage son or daughter who's looking for some pocket money, this would be another great thing, because this is, you know, technology that I like everything you had to say. And you know, really what I focused on mostly is the fact that you're helping agents, listing agents specifically, generate business from their listings, opposed to the sort of this current little trend of essentially you guys giving up your listings and have, you know, the big portals essentially selling your leads back to you. What Vince's company is enabling you guys to do is essentially getting the full benefit of being a listing agent, which is the way it should have been all along. So let's talk money. What does it cost? Give our listeners an idea of basically how they can engage with you.
Okay. So for the basic agent model, you're a single agent, and you have, let's just say you have zero listings, it's $30 a month. And if you have up to 10 listings in our account, it's still $30 a month. From there, it starts going up to 50 and 70. But if you just think of it, $30 a month, if you've got 10 listings or less, you get all of our tools. You don't get the IVR because that's kind of a third-party technology. That's an additional $10 a month. But all the other tools for generating buyer leads, referrals, and listing leads are all included in $30 a month. It goes up, you know, our prices scale up for folks that have 100 listings or 150. Then if you're looking at the office level, it's much more reduced price because we're doing kind of a volume discount there. At that point, you got to call me.
Yeah, well, exactly. Well, put this into perspective, right? I mean, you knew these numbers too. I could tell by what you said that the average agent's spending around $300 per month with Zillow. You know, I had actually a free coaching call I did the other day, Vince. This was the most I ever had anyone spending with ZillowTrillionRealtor.com. They're spending almost $30,000 a month, $30,000 a month on paid lead generation, buyer lead generation. And they had like three listings, and they'd never learned how to be a listing agent. All their energy was spent generating buyer leads and then, you know, referring the buyer leads to their buyer agents. And, you know, it was crazy. So, guys, that paradigm may have worked for a short time, but what Vince has created – the tools that they have for you guys, you should definitely be embracing these. And the price is ridiculously cheap. I mean, that's very affordable, you know. So I kind of see this as a no-brainer. Yeah. Whether you're a current listing agent or you're thinking about becoming a listing agent, in my mind, I can't think of why someone wouldn't want to do business with you, because you're saving them time, you're saving them money. Obviously, it's kind of synonymous in those two things. And you're helping them generate their own leads that they don't have to pay for, kind of like a no-brainer, this whole thing. This stuff sells itself for you, doesn't it?
It does. I mean, there are a lot, you know, there's our property valuation tool, right? And if you go look at any competitor, it's $60 a month for one landing page to generate seller leads. You could have unlimited landing pages for all your farm markets in our system for $30 a month and have a bunch of tools to market your listings. So the value prop in terms of dollars and ROI, it's a no-brainer, as you said.
Well, not to bring an SEO term in here, but the long tail of basically having created all this, you know, there's a momentum effect. If you, you know, do all this for all your listings after a year, there's a lot of stuff floating around out on the net, which is going to continually, which is going to generate leads for you guys long after the listing is, you know, closed. So, I mean, there's, you know, at the end of the day, buyers do go to the internet first. And if you guys are really studying the big demographic trends, clearly the next huge wave of buyers that are starting to enter into the market now, they're going to the internet first. They're going to be most comfortable with agents that are comfortable using online technologies. So this is something that everyone should be embracing at whatever level they feel comfortable. So Vince, listen, I really appreciate you being my co-host today. I learned a lot about your company. And if agents want to get in contact with you, obviously it's listingtoleads.com. But also, guys, in the link in the email that you received, most of our listeners, Vince, listen and replay, you guys can just click the link there and be taken right to the site. So, Vince, I really appreciate your time today. Anything else you'd like to say to our listeners before we end today's show?
No, thanks a lot for your time. And definitely know that we've got a support team that will give you a walkthrough and they'll be helping you the whole time. So it's not something that, you know, you just sort of sign up and you have to flail through and figure it out. We want you to get the value out of it. We know it works when you use it. So we're going to help you use it.
Perfect. I really appreciate your time today, Vince. And all of our listeners, go ahead and check out their website. In the meantime, we'll talk with you on the radio tomorrow. Have a great day, everyone.
This program has been a presentation by Tim and Julie Harris, Real Estate Coaching. For more information on our real estate coaching and training programs, visit our website at timandjulieharris.com. Remember to tune in weekdays at noon for upcoming shows. And until next time, thank you for listening to Real Estate Coaching Radio with Tim and Julie Harris.